This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, hey everyone. You ready to dive into some serious shit? Let's talk about wedding parties. You know, those groups of people who are supposed to be, like, the ultimate support system for the happy couple. Yeah, we're gonna rip that Band-Aid right off.
Right off. No sugarcoating here.
None. We're going deep into the trenches with, let me see. Your name's Wedding Party 101. You're in, you lucky fuck, don't screw it up. From Engaged AF magazine.
Now that's a title that grabs you by the you-know-whats.
Oh, it does, and it sets the tone perfectly. We're not here for the fairy tale bullshit. This is for the couples who want their wedding to be a real celebration, not some Pinterest-perfect performance. And for the vendors who, let's face it, have seen it all. And the wedding party members themselves. Anyone who's ever gotten that bridesmaid proposal box and thought, oh, fuck me.
Yeah, the sugar rush wears off pretty quickly, doesn't it?
It does. So today, we're going to break it all down. What does being in a wedding party actually mean? What are you really signing up for? What should you be asking? And, oh, we've got some horror stories. Those what not to do moments that will make you cringe.
Because let's be real. Everyone's got a story about that one wedding party member who went rogue.
Oh, absolutely. We're going there. So let's kick things off with this whole lucky fuck concept. The author of this piece is, she doesn't mince words.
Nope, she's straight to the point.
Being asked to be in the wedding party, it's not just a cute gesture. It's a responsibility. A big one. It's like being drafted into an emotional army.
It really is.
Yeah.
The article describes it as a blood oath, an emotional airbag, a logistical Sherpa, and a human Xanax.
Okay, unpack that for us.
Well, blood oath, because you're in it for the long haul, through thick and thin, planning stress, meltdowns, the whole shebang. Emotional airbag, because you're there to cushion the blows, the bride's freaking out about the centerpieces, the groom's uncle's hitting on everyone, you handle it. Logistical Sherpa, because you're navigating the insane logistics of a wedding day.
Yeah.
And human Xanax, because you need to keep your shit together and be the calming presence.
So basically the couple is saying, we love you, but we also need you to help us not lose our minds.
Pretty much.
Okay, so you've said yes, you're in, now what?
Now the real work begins. And it's not just about looking pretty in pictures.
Yeah, forget the photo shoots. What's the actual job description here?
Well, rule number one, and this is non-negotiable, show up on time for everything. Rehearsal, getting ready, the ceremony, photos, all of it. If you're the one holding things up, you're not just being rude. You're adding stress to an already stressful situation. The timeline's a delicate thing, and you don't want to be the one who throws it off.
Right, because that impacts everyone. The vendors, the photographer, the couple's sanity.
Exactly. And then there's looking the part. That bridesmaid dress might look like it was designed by a drunk toddler, and that rental tux might feel like a straitjacket. But you suck it up. It's one day.
One day to support your friends. And hey, you might even get some decent photos out of it.
You never know.
Okay, but it's more than just showing up and wearing the right outfit, right? You're like the hype squad.
Oh, absolutely. You're there to bring the energy, be a cheerleader, a therapist, a comedian, whatever it takes to keep the spirits high.
And a fixer.
Yes. Wardrobe malfunctions, wilting flowers, someone's about to make a drunken speech they'll regret. You swoop in and handle it. And through it all, you keep your own shit together.
No face planting in the mashed potatoes before the first dance.
Preferably not. Nobody wants to be the wedding party member who needs a babysitter.
Okay, so you've accepted the mission. You're ready to be the best damn wedding party member ever. But how do you avoid being a walking disaster?
Communication. Ask questions. And not the day before the wedding.
Yeah, no frantic 3 a.m. group texts.
Exactly. Get the awkward stuff out of the way early. Like, what's the financial commitment here? How much is this going to cost me? Outfits, travel, accommodation, all of it. No one likes surprises, especially when it comes to money.
And logistics? What's the plan? When and where do I need to be? What's the dress code?
Right, because showing up in a ball gown to a backyard barbecue is not a good look. And then the more delicate questions. Are there any family feuds I should know about? Any guests who are likely to cause a scene?
And what happens if, and let's be honest, when shit hits the fan, how do they want you to handle it? Do they want you to intervene? Do they want you to distract them with a funny story?
Knowing their wishes beforehand can be a lifesaver when things go sideways.
Okay, the article's advice here is gold. Ask early, write it down, Do not text them day of with dumb questions.
I love that. Treat it like a military operation.
Be prepared.
Now let's talk about the things that will land you in the wedding party hall of shame.
Oh, yes. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
The stuff that's generally tolerated, and the stuff that will get you exiled from the friend group.
Okay, so booze. Allowed, but with limits. 2-drink maximum before the vows seems reasonable.
Agreed. Flirting, also allowed, but keep it classy.
No making out with the officiant during the ceremony.
Definitely not. Candid photos, encouraged.
But wait until after the I do's, people. Don't block the photographer with your iPhone. And most importantly, have fun. But remember, it's not your show.
It's their day. Don't make it about you.
Okay, now the band behaviors, complaining. About anything. Your outfit, the food, the music, just stop.
Seriously, no one wants to hear it. And leave your personal drama at the door. No one needs to be consoled about your recent breakup while the couple is trying to take photos.
And for the love of all that is holy, do not cry about your ex during the speeches.
Please, and no whining about dietary restrictions.
Especially if the couple has already gone above and beyond to accommodate everyone's needs.
Be grateful, not a pain in the ass.
Okay, so that's what not to do. Let's talk about what you should be doing.
The do's and don'ts. Friendship edition.
Do. Be genuinely excited for your friends. Cheer loud, dance like no one's watching, and check in with the couple. A simple, hey, how are you doing, can go a long way.
It really can. And when it's time for speeches, keep them short, sweet, and heartfelt. No rambling stories or inside jokes that no one else understands.
Now the don'ts. Don't flake on your commitments. Don't show up late looking like a hot mess. Don't complain about the cost. If it's an issue, talk to the couple privately. And do not get wasted before dinner.
Seriously, pace yourself.
Okay, let's talk about the MVPs, the best man and the maid of honor. The article calls them the general.
Because they're basically in charge of everything.
Everything. If something goes wrong, they're the ones who get the blame.
So yeah, it's a big responsibility.
So what does a good general do?
They plan the pre-wedding parties, they keep the wedding party, and sometimes even the guests in line. They're the go-to person for any problems. They deliver a killer toast that doesn't involve embarrassing stories or drunken rambling, and they keep the couple calm and collected.
They're basically superheroes.
Without the cades.
Okay, but even beyond the official duties, there's just being a good friend. The couple is going through a lot, so offer support, answer their texts, reply to their emails, book your travel arrangements on time, and offer to help with any tasks, no matter how small.
Sometimes just saying, you got this, or you're doing great, can be enough.
Okay, now for the fun part. The Ashat Hall of Shame.
These are the cautionary tales.
The people you do not want to be.
Like Sloshed Sam, the best man who lost the rings and then gave a speech so incoherent it became a family legend.
Or Diva Debbie, the bridesmaid who complained about everything, had a meltdown about her ex, and photobombed every picture.
And then there's Lazy Larry, the groomsman who RSVP'd yes to everything, but didn't show up for half of it, wore Crocs with his tux, and left early.
And Speechy Sue, the maid of honor who gave a 20-minute speech about herself and her cat.
And who could forget Plus One Pete, the uninvited guest who hit on the bride's grandma and caused general mayhem.
The article's message is clear. Don't be these people.
Please don't.
Now, the article makes an interesting point about how the size of the wedding affects the role of the wedding party.
It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
In a small wedding, you're basically family. Your presence is crucial. In a medium-sized wedding, you're a VIP. You were chosen for a reason. And in a large wedding, you're a source of stability in the storm.
No matter the size, your role is important.
And it all boils down to this. It's not your show. It's theirs.
You are asked to be there because the couple trusts and loves you. Don't ruin their day with your drama or your bad behavior. Be a good friend. Be a good guest. Be the person they thought you were when they asked you to stand by their side.
So to wrap this up, be the spark, not the dumpster fire. Support the couple, celebrate with them, and don't be an asshat.
And for all of you listening, whether you're about to be in a wedding party or you're planning your own wedding, we hope this has been helpful.
Think about the weddings you've been to. Who were the stars? Who were the disasters? Learn from those experiences. And if you want more unfiltered wedding advice, check out engagedavassfuck.com.
You're the best.
All right, that's it for today. Go forth and be awesome.
See you next time.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked it.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.